Okay, we're doing the oral history with Helen Mensch Matt. Helen, when and where were you born?
I was born in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania, May 13th, 1917.
Okay, and could you tell us a little bit about what it was like where you lived?
In
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Yeah, growing up there.
Yes, I grew up there. I was born in Nanticoke, Pennsylvania, and it was through a strike from the anthracite coal regions. I lived through that. I was about 11 years old.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I used to sit on the porch and holler to the people that went to, on the mines that broke the picket line.
Oh, the strike breakers?
Yeah. We used to call them bluebirds.
Bluebirds?
At that time.
Why bluebirds?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never...
Yeah. Because I've heard them called scabs and other things, but bluebirds.
Bluebirds,
that's good. And okay, just tell us a little bit about your family and how many kids there were.
Well, my family had... I had five sisters and one brother. And my first husband... He was in the coal mines at that time. Mm-hmm. And then we moved out here to...
Out to Bridgeport?
Yes.
Okay, a little bit, though, back in Pennsylvania. What did your parents do for a living?
Well, my dad was a truant officer.
Whoa.
in the school. He used to ride a horse. The horse is named Lazy.
He tracked the kids down on the horse?
Yes, yes. And they called him Modi. His name was Matthew Sarpolis, but they called him Modi. And every kid that used to see him, they used to run.
I guess so.
At that time, they were very, very strict about kids going to school.
Yeah. And was this a small town? Or?
Well, yes, it was a very small town. Well, on the tracks, it was named Shaytown, and you walked across the tracks, and it was Nanticoke.
Okay. And what's your ethnic background? You mentioned your dad's name.
Matthew Sarpolis.
Yeah, is that...
And my mother's name was Frances Butka.
Okay, and what... That's obviously European. What part of Europe was that? Were they from? Or where were they from, you know?
Well, my mother was born in Poland, and my dad was born in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. And?
And he was a musician, my dad, with all his brothers, were seven brothers, and every one of them was a musician. And one of my dad's brothers was a doctor, Dr. John.
Okay, and then you also mentioned that you have some memories of the strikes there.
Oh, yes.
And what you said, you were 11?
I was about 11 years old. I'm just saying, about 11, 12 years old, because I know I was just a kid.
Okay, so this was in the 20s?
Yeah, I guess so. It's so far back.
Yeah.
But I know we used to sit on the porch. And we knew the people that went, broke the strike, and we were very bitter against it. I've always been union.